Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Rhema Remnant Radio, a broadcast designed with the minister in mind. Stay tuned for a special message from Elder LaVon Breland.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Coming to your community is the Word and Power Packed Rhema Group University meeting. Call 641-715-3800, extension 91120. That's 641-715-3800, extension 91120 for more info.
Thank you for listening to USWAT Radio. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaigns. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaigns.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaigns.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Thank you for tuning into Rhema Remnant Radio, a broadcast designed with the minister in mind. Stay tuned for a special message from Elder LaVon Breland.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Coming to your community is the Word and Power Packed Rhema Group University meeting. Call 641-715-3800, extension 91120. That's 641-715-3800, extension 91120 for more info.
Thank you for listening. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaigns. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Hello, everyone. Hello, friends of Urban Glory Campaign's community. Urban Glory Campaign has a major ministry endeavor that needs immediate financial support by July 31st. Donations, large and small, are welcome. Please contact us at urbanglorycampaigns@gmail.com for more information. And to donate right now, go to www.urbanglorycampaigns.web.com/partner-with-us. That's www.urbanglorycampaigns.web.com/partner-with-us. Thank you.
Hello there, Rainbow Remnant Radio listeners. This is Selena Olivia, president of Urban Glory Campaign, host of Spirit Straight Talk Radio. Again, tonight in Rhema Remnant Radio, we are in our music month, and tonight we have a special guest in the studio who represents our, the theater and drama portion of ministry in the church by the name of Reality Smith.
Hey.
Hi, Reality. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let's get right into the interview.
All righty.
Who is Reality Smith?
I'm the oldest of 9 kids. And I am very involved in the drama and, like, performing arts, which includes acting, singing, dancing.
Okay. And do you consider, you do drama, you do theater,
yes,
along with the church, Zion Temple.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider what you do at Zion, as far as drama is concerned, ministry? And if so, why?
I do. Because ministering comes in a lot of different forms. Ministering, not everybody reacts the same way. Like, one person can be really blessed by somebody dancing, while somebody else can be really blessed by somebody singing. It's just, in every way, somebody can be touched. Like, just how Tyler Perry, his plays, they touch people all around the world. And to me, acting in the church is just the same way. I'm touching ministering just in a different form.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. When did you know that this was what your purpose was, what you were called to do?
When I realized I wasn't really good at anything else. Like, basically my whole life has been a musical. My mom, we've been making up songs to just about everything my whole life. So if I'm not, and she called me a drama queen. So I don't really know why, but But all jokes aside, when people started telling me that what I did encouraged them,
mm-hmm,
or made them smile for a day, or you know, once a pastor came to our church and told me that I was going to bless somebody, I was going to bless people by my dancing. And at the time, I was just like, okay, whatever, I like to dance, so, you know. But now people, like when I dance, people come up and tell me, wow, your facial expression really blessed me, or what you were doing really, really encouraged me, really helped me out. That's when I realized, well, this must be what I'm called to do. So praise God.
Yeah. I witnessed you along with Cree. I'm trying to remember who else was dancing at the time. It was you, Cree, and two other young ladies. I don't remember who it was. I got to Tabernacle at Christine Foster's concert. I think it was about a year ago.
Oh, Lord. Brianna and Kiera.
Yes. You guys did an awesome job.
Thanks.
And you danced to Ty Trivet's the song about heaven. I don't remember the name of the song. Do you remember? The one that talks about, well done, well done.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, we were miming. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It was me, Cree, Brianna, and Malika. We were miming. I remember.
Yes, you had an outstanding job. And when you were done, there was not a I looked around the room, and there was not a face that was not either crying or lifting their hands. Everybody was affected.
I mean, it's a very powerful song.
It really is.
It's a very powerful. I love that. That was one of my favorite songs of mine too ever. And it's like for us, we feel it. Like we put ourselves in the position of the person singing the song, so that when we're miming, we can express it that way. For our feelings to come out and for it to touch other people, it's a great feeling. I love it so much. It was amazing.
It was. It really was. We kind of went into the next question without me saying it. Describe some experiences that you've had ministering in this way, good and bad. I have for one of each.
Okay. One good one was when we were dancing. And after we got done, the whole church was in, like, an uproar because the song, I don't remember what song it was, but the song was just so powerful. And how we were dancing, I guess, it really just touched everybody. And everybody was just, they were worshiping and they were praising. And I was just like, wow, this is what it's really about.
Bringing
right. people into the kingdom to worship. And I was just like, this is wonderful. And we were in the back, like, going crazy, like just worshiping, like God, yes, this is what we want. It was great.
That's awesome. Now, what have you had any bloopers or bad experiences?
I'm sorry.
Have you had any bloopers or bad experiences?
Oh yeah. But one that I will remember was when me, Cree, and Brianna were miming to this really long song. It was like 10 minutes long, I promise. It was like 10 minutes. And the guy was talking, like, most of the time, or all of the time. And it was
okay.
So long, we didn't really remember what part would come next. So we were messing up, like, the whole time.
Okay.
But, you know, even after we got done, people were still telling us that we did good. I was like, oh, you guys are just being nice. We know we messed up. I don't think we ever did that song again.
Okay. That was a good choice. That was wisdom.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm learning that with dance, with drama, with singing, anytime there's music involved, anything with a performing arts, the choice of song, if you do have music involved, it holds so much weight.
Oh, yeah.
Not only just the lyrical content, but the complexity. If it's too complex, then you and the audience get slow. You know what I mean? And it does not, there's no way for the anointing to move because the minds of the people and of you are all over the place. Oh, my gosh. It just doesn't work. So
we had a lot of practices. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we had a lot of practices where we would sit for like an hour trying to figure out what song to mime to. We cannot just pick any old song. It has to be the right song.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd sit and debate for at least an hour just talking about what song to do. So it really, the choice, the music choice has a huge effect on it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the right mindset also when you're doing it. Like, you can't go up there feeling any kind of way. Like, I know
right.
there were a lot of times where one of us would be like, I don't really want to do it today, and I don't want to go up there and minister. I don't want to go up there and try to minister to somebody, and I'm not in the right myself. So sometimes
right.
you have to change the mind so somebody, you know, just in case somebody had to sit out because they weren't, you know, their mind wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just go up there any kind of way. We have to come correct or don't come at all.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I'm glad you said that. We'll tie into the next question. We'll keep doing that. It's going with the flow. The next question is, what are some words of advice or wisdom that you would give to those who are up and coming? And this interview has kind of gone in the flow of dance and drama. Can you bring out a little more concerning acting?
Oh, yes. My words of wisdom would probably be, don't be afraid to do something that you've never done before. Like, for me, once when I was in school, I had to play a girl who had, like, 17 different people living in her mind. It was actually pretty funny, but it was hard because I don't have 17. I don't have any people living on my own. So it was kind of hard, and at first I wasn't really getting it, but you just have to just go for it. Like, if you have to play a rapist or a serial killer, don't be like, oh, I can't do that. Don't be afraid to go after what you want to do. If it's your passion, go for it. Don't let anything stop you. That's like my one, that's my number one rule. Always stay motivated and always have the right mindset, because if you don't have the right mindset, your message won't come across clear.
Right.
And it won't minister, and that's what you're supposed to be ministering to people. And if you don't have the right mindset and you don't come correct, you're not ministering to anybody. You're just dancing, or you're just singing, or you're just acting.
Right.
You can't be just doing something. You gotta be like, oh, she really ministered today. Oh, she really brought me in. That's what that, especially in this day and time, that's what we need. That's what the people need right now.
Right. Well, how can our listeners contact you to come to an event? Well, first of all, is there a, it was designed to, but what is the name of the group as far as the dancing and the mime? The drama and mime.
The mime team is MFG. The dance team is P150. And I don't think that we have, like, it's usually just, like, the youth that come together and do the plays. So it's not really, I don't think we have a name, but I know the youth team is called Escape 180.
Okay.
Escape 180 Youth Ministry. So, just drama team, I guess. But
okay.
If you need to reach us, you can go to our website. I believe it's ZionTemple.com or .net, one of those. And the number, 410-939-4350. And the address is 501 Legion Drive, Heavy Grace, Maryland, 21078. You can call us, you can write us, go on, email us. Anyway, we're always available.
Reality, thank you so much. I've enjoyed doing this interview with you and learning a little more about you than I knew prior to the interview.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yes. The listeners contact Ms. Smith and the team there. You said P150 is the dance team.
Yes,
that's P is in Psalm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then the mime is?
MFG, Miming for God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
MFG. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, listeners, I'm sure you enjoyed this interview. Is there any more words that you want to give to our listeners before we close out the interview?
And the only thing I can say is, like I said before, I cannot stress it enough, never be afraid to go for your dreams. The only thing that holds us back from going where we're supposed to be going is fear.
Right.
Never be afraid. That's about it.
Amen. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, so we should not embrace something He has not given us.
Exactly.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So, Random Remnant Radio listeners, that's it for this interview. We have some more things coming up in this broadcast. I'm sure you've enjoyed it. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at urbanglorycampaigns@gmail.com and let us know how you have enjoyed the broadcast this month. And we have some more coming up this month. So, stay tuned. We have some more coming up in this broadcast.
From you, Lord.